You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
I rise this morning in defense of Governor Gavin Newsom, who recently defied his own idiotic COVID edicts as he partied at one of the few restaurants that's not yet been forced out of business. I defend him because he was doing what we once all did in a free society, make our own decisions over what risks we're willing to run and what precautions we're willing to take according to our own circumstances to protect our own health.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
So let us not criticize Governor Newsom. Perhaps he's just offered us all deliverance from his own folly. Nor should we criticize the California legislators who ignored travel and quarantine restrictions to junket in Hawaii. Nor should we ridicule Speaker Pelosi for choosing not to wear a mask in a hair salon that was forced to close for the rest of us. Good for them. They're demonstrating by their actions the freedom that every American citizen needs to reclaim from these very same people.
Yeah, Congressman Tom McClintock, he's added to the list of valley politicians that are bringing it to the governor's doorstep and saying no more. Open Central California Safely leader Lewis Everick, who was on the show multiple times during all of this. I just texted him. I talked to him earlier today and then texted him at 2:59 and 59 seconds to say, has the county, Dr. Valrob, Palmaville, have they gotten back with any of the stats or the scientific data that shows that restaurants, they said they have this data. That's why they have the scientific data that we have. He said no. They said they were going to get it over in an email. He hadn't seen it. Well, we tried to get a hold of them this morning over at Fresno County Health. We're waiting to see where these stats are. You have them. I mean, you made this big proclamation about it, so obviously you have the science. So where's the science? Where's the data from Fresno County Health stating, right, that eating inside a restaurant is one of the main reasons the virus spreads? So go outside in the cold and eat? Okay, Dr. Vara. All right, Mr. Palmaville, the data. Come on. Big rally tomorrow, noon outside the Fresno County Health Department, Fresno and Fulton Street, 12 noon. I do have some data. That's how, after 8 months, Public Health of England and their National Health Services test and traced people through an app, and I'll have those numbers in places where the virus spread coming up in just a minute. But first, something just as important, even more, the health of our children. Dr. Vara, Governor Newsom, Board of Supervisors, 0.0002 under 20 have passed away from this. And we're actually having a debate about this with non-existent numbers like that? The director of the CDC states, go back to school. He says schools should remain open during this. CDC Director Robert Redfield stated, schools should be open. The New York Times editorial, Trump was right, Democrats wrong. Kids need to be in school. Manuel Bonilla at the Fresno Teachers Association and you other head in the sand, take advantage of the situation. Teachers who are either, I don't know if you're crying about having to go back to school because it's a dangerous situation. If you look at these numbers, why would you even say that? Take advantage of the situation, teachers. Why would you even say that? Look at the numbers. But those take advantage of the situation, Teachers Association, and teachers that join in, there's a lot of good teachers that aren't, that realize what's happening to our children. They'll take you to the far end of the age spectrum where the percentage of death is the majority, and they'll say, we can't let little Tad take it home to Grandma Meemaw, so shut it all down. That's their That's what they're standing on right now. No, what you need to do is focus on Grandma Meemaw. That's where we need our direction to be focused, not on mass testing. Let's put all our money and energy into mass testing healthy people instead of focusing on Grandma Meemaw. Grandma Meemaw should quarantine. But unless she says, no, I'm living my life, let us all live it. Can we live it? Is it possible? An op-ed in the New York Times Wednesday about President Trump's strong stance on keeping schools open. They announced they're shutting down the schools. Here is what Times opinion columnist wrote, a piece titled, "When Trump Was Right and Many Democrats Wrong." That's the New York Times there, Fresno Teachers Association. The superintendent, Bob Nelson, quoted here, ABC 30, said the calendar is not in control. It is the disease that is currently in control. A move to the orange tier can't happen unless we have four new cases per 100,000. Only then will in-person teaching at the district begin, said Fresno Teachers Association President Manuel Bonilla. He says, if we are not, as a county, in the orange tier by February 23rd, we'll pause until the beginning of the fourth quarter. That means the focus remains on remote learning. Remote learning. That sounds as stupid as non-essential now, doesn't it? Are you essential or non-essential? Well, I'm non-essential, and kids will be remote learning. Neither of that. Is true. High school sports on the back burner. When it comes down to where children are the safest during this pandemic, the CDC director said schools are the best place to be. So Manuel Bonilla, FTA, and all you other take advantage teachers, listen up. Bonilla was on this show over the summer. He used a lot of CDC guidelines in the babble. Bonilla, you might want to freshen up your CDC index card that you spout off in front of microphones, because they're now saying, you're wrong, open up. CDC Director Robert Redfield said the infections we've identified in schools, when they've been evaluated, were not acquired in schools. They were actually acquired in the community and in the household. He said the truth is, for kids K through 12, one of the safest places they can be from our perspective is to remain in school, and it's really important to follow the data. Data. That's what they're saying. Well, it's all based on science. We're not going to get back in. And the fact that school spread actually is one of the top three in the UK. Do you understand that that is a good thing? That's how herd immunity should work. Say doctors at Oxford, say doctors at Stanford, say doctors at Cambridge, say over 50,000 doctors and scientists that signed on to the Barrington Declaration, putting their career, integrity on the line and saying this is all wrong, what's going on. Are you going to believe an interim doctor in Fresno County? Well, I guess how the system is set up and all the power that our board of supervisors gave to this doctor playing Monday morning quarterback. We're past playing Monday morning quarterback, man. We're already into the thick of this right now. But the fact that herd immunity will even have to happen even after a vaccine happens. This is interesting right now, especially since we are waiting on the scientific data from Fresno County. They're going to spout it off. They're going to share it, right? Like we're saying with the Trump campaign. All right, the voter election fraud. You're saying it's there? Show it. We'll hope to see that soon. But back to our COVID situation right now. Restaurants are getting a lot of the attention. They're the loudest out there because they've had so many games played with them. Go out and buy tents. Go out and buy fans because people are going to be hot outside. Oh, it's cold outside. Go buy heat lamps. Go buy tents. Go buy parkas. Oh, you can only use them once because it might have COVID on it. Then throw it away. You know, they're having to jump through so many hoops as we stand right now. And these restaurant owners, rightfully so, are going, okay, there, Dr. Volra. All right, Mr. Palmaville, show us. Send us your data, your scientific facts. They have it yet. That's why it's a rally at noon tomorrow outside the Fresno County Health Department at Fresno and Fulton Street. This is according to the Sun UK. This is in the UK. And I know there's many in America that think the virus won't attack people at strip clubs or tattoo parlors, but it will at church. You know, they think it has a mind of its own, that it won't attack you at 9:59 p.m., but at 10:01, watch out, it'll come get you. So the fact that this is in the UK, the virus doesn't behave differently over there than here. Even if these numbers are a little bit off between America and the UK, they're going to be right in the same ballpark, I would assume, right? Supermarkets in the UK are the most common place people have visited before testing positive for the coronavirus. New data has revealed from the Public Health of England and National Health Services. They did a test and trace app. They analyzed data from people who contracted the virus between November 9th and November 15th. They retraced the steps of 128,000 people who tested positive. So we're talking about the science in all of this, correct? Well, we're having to now do new types of surveys, new types of tests that they're having to do with this 8 months into this. And so they were able to find the most frequent places.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
That people with the virus had before they tested positive. You want to know what number one was? Here we go. Number one, supermarket. 18.3, according to Public Health England, data from the NHS Track and Trace found the common places people had visited who had tested positive for COVID. Supermarket, 18.3. Secondary school, 12.7. Primary school, 10.1. Where do you think pubs and bars are? 1.6. University, 1.4. Let's see. Where do you think gyms are? 1.1. What's below gyms in the UK? Restaurants and cafes, 1%. So I don't have any stats in the United States to back it up because we're waiting from them coming from Fresno County. We requested very early this morning, so give them, you know, enough ample time to, you know, hit send. It's a long time to do that. But these restaurant owners are waiting as well. Now, strip clubs. A judge has approved strip clubs to open in California. Churches closed, strip clubs open. Rally at noon outside the Fresno County Health Department, Fresno and Fulton Street. You got to fight for your right to partake of communion. 12 noon tomorrow. I just wonder if Supervisor Brandel, MagSig, they were attendees of the September rally, you know, the open up rally. I wonder if they'll show up. Supervisor Mendez, I wonder if he'll show up. I hope you show up. That's who I'm worried about. Stop digging your own grave. Even if, God forbid, I were on a ventilator, I would say open up for my hospital room or even the Tent City hospital room. Say open this up. People are dying all around us. We got a very reasonable voice, Dr. Victor Davis Hanson. He's coming up, bottom of the hour.
Trevor Carey, Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400.
A voice of reason and sanity in a time of unreasonable, unconstitutional moments, right? Dr. Victor Davis Hanson coming up at the bottom of the hour.
From 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., all non-essential activity outside of your house is banned. That order was issued just a few days after news broke about Governor Newsom's dinner with a fairly large group of people, which some people thought was rather hypocritical, given the advice he has given regarding the coronavirus. All of this happening as coronavirus cases spike all across the country, and that's leading the CDC to recommend people to not travel this Thanksgiving holiday.
All right. Tomorrow noon outside the Fresno County Health Department, Fresno and Fulton Street. This isn't a Trump rally. This is not a win back the steal the vote rally. This is everybody that you see around you needs to eat rally. All the kids you see walking around need to be in school rally. We're going to set the shovels down and stop digging our own grave rally. And if you have nothing to do and you do have enough gas money in your tank there to come on down, you need to make your voice or your body be heard. I was going to say your voice. Come down. You can be quiet. You don't. And you can stay away from people. You don't have to come down and lock arms and sing Kumbaya. It's not that. You can spread out as much as you want to spread out. You can wear a hazmat suit. Nobody will ridicule you, but come down and show that you, as an individual, feel that your rights have been steamrolled and the rights of others, and you're going to stand up to this. Yes to strip clubs opening, but no to churches. I guess that's COVID-19 philosophy these days. A San Diego Superior Court judge issued a stay against the implementation of Governor Newsom's order that prevent establishments from being allowed to provide live adult entertainment. The ruling was that strip clubs constituted constitutionally protected speech and that Newsom's order would harm the business. Well, yes, it would harm the business. Churchgoers denied the right to freely assemble and the right to worship. And if you're going to, I guess, accept that getting up and dancing naked is protected, then you got to say that going to church is protected. I mean, obviously, the worship of God's in the First Amendment, so that should be held to a higher standard. And at the same time, leaving the abortion mills open. Now strip clubs, now marijuana dispensaries, those have all been allowed in California. Same in New York. They got two Orthodox Jewish synagogues, and the Catholics in Brooklyn have sued. They're appealing to the Supreme Court for relief. Judge Roberts on there. He could mess everything up, but what we've seen, and it's obvious, many here in the Valley, our elected officials, little regard, I guess, for something that we call religious liberty. I don't know, maybe these elected officials on the campaign trails and when they're doing rallies and they say, God bless America, maybe God to them is a campaign thing, maybe it's a personal hobby. Maybe it's not an essential part of your life, but it is to many people. It's not a personal hobby. And there's a thing called the Constitution of the United States that recognizes religion and the free practice of this. And if we had our hospitals overflowing right now with the big medical ships off the coast with people in line dying, and we had tent hospitals set up, I would be the last person on the planet saying we need to open up churches and have those lines in the hospitals get longer. I would be the last person to say that. And I didn't say that for the first few months of this, probably more than a few months. Around Memorial Day started to go, what's going on? The summer started getting upset, but thought, school will be starting. We'll get back in September, election. We'll get back out, get the campaign stuff going. But none of that happened. So, yeah, the frustration level builds. And my frustration level right now, I have a paycheck. Thank you, Lord above. There are many that haven't had one for a long time. And the people that are telling us that we need to stay locked down, we don't need to open schools because 0.0002% of the population under 25 has died of COVID. Sorry, you're just spouting that kind of stuff because you have a paycheck. But I can tell you right now, there are enough people out there that are fed up with this, that do want their schools reopened. I thought we used to look at this as the administrative process, you know, the teachers union, the school board. That who do you think that they work for? The parents, right? Isn't that the setup of this? They work for the parents because the parents pay their salaries, right? The taxpayers. Now I understand you got to have a certain pecking order and you can't have every parent's view be the one that's discussed all the time. I mean, I understand how it's set up, but the parents want their kids back in school. They're the ones that are seeing the effect, the ill effect of this. And it's not going to stop unless people actually stand up. And thank you to Senator Tom McClintock. He added a smile on my face this week over something that is so serious, though. But the sarcasm rang through, man, rang true.
Thanksgiving dinners are allowed in California, but only when they're held outside. Guests are seated 6 feet apart, and they last no more than 2 hours. Now, it's all right to use the bathroom, but only if it's frequently sanitized. Otherwise, presumably, you'll just have to use the bushes. And for God's sake, no singing. I've wondered how much longer the American people are going to tolerate this nonsense.
Rally noon tomorrow, Fresno County Health Department, Fresno and Fulton Street. I wonder how many elected officials will show up to this. You got a number? Let's say I'm going to say, okay, you got three. I'm going to say two. I think we might get two. I wonder what changed. This was Supervisor Brandel back in March. And this makes a whole lot of sense.
I think that many in government and in our society have been overreacting to the Chinese coronavirus. And then this overreaction causes me great concern over the economy. And right now, I'm actually not talking about the federal government or the national economy. It's our local economy. It's our small business owners that are being impacted. We have to be very mindful of them, not to create any sense that folks can't go out and enjoy a meal or folks can't go out and do some of these normal activities that have been discussed today. And so I'm very concerned about sending the message that we should be shutting everything down. And I don't agree with that.
Come out and say it tomorrow. Love to have you there. Government, are they going to be the ones that are going to be there for us when we need it? Supervisor Magsig.
Businesses are struggling right now, and I think what the message that businesses need to hear is that government's going to be there to provide the assistance that they need so they can move forward.
We are alone, ladies and gentlemen. We are alone, but he's a voice of reason and sanity.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dr. Victor Davis Hanson. We'll talk to him next.
Trevor Carey. Power Talk. 96.7 and AM 1400. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Well, I tell you what, the doctor ordered today. It's a voice of sanity and one of the most sane voices I know, Dr. Victor Davis Hanson. Sir, welcome back on the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Trevor.
I read something you wrote recently, and you went back to Rahm Emanuel, never let a serious crisis go to waste. And you talk about what an embarrassment it was. Correlate that, doctor, to what they're doing today with COVID.
Well, I mean, we don't know really what they're doing, because they say that we have to have another lockdown, mask or mandatory. Okay, that's fine. But a Nancy Pelosi, a Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago, Gavin Newsom especially, they don't follow their own edicts, so they must not believe in them. And then when they extend them into the sanctity of our proverbial castle, or inside of our own home, as if we're supposed to wear masks, or they're going to, how are they going to adjudicate that? I didn't call for civil disobedience, but I did say the other night on TV that I think there will be civil disobedience, because I don't see how a sheriff is going to enforce any of these edicts. And if you can't enforce them, then they make a mockery of the law. And I don't know the scientific utility. There's a study recently about from the U.S. Marine Corps, one from Denmark that came out yesterday, that really questions whether masks, and I wear them because it seems logical when I'm out, you know, next to people, but it questions the efficacy of them. Because there's so much mystery about this virus that we don't really know why or how it's so contagious, or why certain people are affected more than others, mostly age, but we're still not sure about that. But these people act as if they know everything about it, and then they violate our civil liberties on that premise. It's kind of scary.
It is. Well, you talk about the mystery of the virus. Let's talk about the mystery of the vaccine. Pfizer had stated, wasn't it back September, that they were going to release it right before, you know, at the end of October?
Yeah, September.
Back us up on that story.
Well, on September 8th, their CEO said he had good news about the virus, and sometime right before the election, he said in late October he would announce it, and the announcement was he was pretty sure at September 8th that the vaccine was both safe and effective. And so we were all excited. The left got furious, of course, and said, you know, how can they do this? Because they were afraid that any good news, like the passage of the stimulus bill, had that happen, would aid Trump. So, but then suddenly he flipped and said, you know, I have no statement to make. I'm not guided by elections, and we're not a red or blue country. But he was guided by elections. We know that because just 4 days after the election, suddenly he sounded like he had new information, which he didn't get, but was known to him on October 28th. The new information was, wow, in one of the most rapid progressions in history, we have a vaccine in less than a year to a new virus, partly due and a lot due to Operation Warp Speed. And then it got really interesting, Trevor, because then we were told immediately that Operation Warp Speed had nothing to do with Pfizer, because Pfizer had raised their own fund. But on their own website, of course, they had bragged about it. And they said that the distribution and the legal exemptions that were so necessary to ensure there was a market for their virus had been provided by the Trump administration. And then they were forced to kind of, in humiliating fashion, confess to that fact. And then it got even stranger, because then when they made the announcement right after the election, Donald Trump didn't make the announcement first. He didn't know about it. The media didn't know about it. They announced it to Joe Biden, president-elect. But even in the third contortion, then we learned that they had been talking and consulting with the Biden campaign all along, at least somewhat frequently. And it gave the impression, whether fairly or not, that they had been talking to people in the Biden campaign, and they were massaging the date of their announcement to aid that campaign. And then that left us with a fourth and final conclusion, that maybe they had been doing that because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden had been talking down a vaccination for almost a half a year, and to the extent that you shouldn't get it because Donald Trump's handprints were on it and it would be safe. And they were worried that maybe their multi-billion-dollar investment might not be protected under a Biden administration that the poll said would likely win. And so they were trying to make adjustments for that reality. And so it's really scary that these are the guys that tell us that they're the party and the corporation of science, but science took a separate path or a secondary role to political utility.
It kind of reminded me the feeling. Do you remember when Reagan's inauguration in January of 1981, on the day of, the hostages were released, right? Even at a young age then, I thought there had to be some backroom dealing to get that to happen on that day right there. I mean, I was glad it happened. I'm glad Reagan won. I'm glad they were released. But to see this, what was it, 5-6 days after the election, Pfizer obviously delayed this. It was completely political.
I agree with that. I absolutely do. And it's what I'm worried about most now is that it's obviously that this rapid conversion to mail-in and early balloting raised a lot of issues. And with these untried computer systems raised a lot of issues. And there were constitutional issues, more importantly, that the will of the state legislature, not the will, but the law, were violated. And so we were kind of exploring that, we being the conservative movement, and I think we were making progress. But what I got a little worried about, and I got a couple of arguments with people on TV about it, is that when Sidney Powell, who has a very good reputation on the Michael Flynn and Lynn Wood from the Covington kids earlier, and Rudy Giuliani on the Burisma laptop, etc. So they're very reputable people. When they got out and said not just that there are these concerns that we're adjudicating that might make a difference in the election, but that Donald Trump won by a landslide and by 70% margin and by millions of votes, I thought, wow, that's the greatest scandal in American history if that were true. So obviously they have the goods, and they're going to show us immediately in the next 10 minutes an analytical diagram that show computer transfers of, you know, mysterious votes that didn't exist, or they're going to have pictures of entire trucks coming in, or they're going to have a whistleblower next to them and saying, I'm a computer programmer and I transferred 100,000 votes. But they haven't yet. And the reason I'm worried about it, because we're a hair's breadth away from socialism in this election in Georgia. If they were to win both, the progressives, they're not talking about control of the Senate and the House and the presidency. They're talking about ending the filibuster, packing the court, changing national voting laws, and overriding the legislatures, and they can, according to the Constitution, discarding the Electoral College, perhaps letting in two states. It's going to be a whole different world. So we've got to really focus on that, and I hope that Donald Trump, with his brand intact, and he's can go down to Georgia and say, you know what, I'm challenging the election on constitutional grounds. I hope I'm going to be successful. If I'm not, we're not going to lose Georgia, because Georgia's the last firewall, the redoubt. And then because he's going to be facing $1 billion in progressive money, a warped polling system that's going to tell us that these two Republicans, Loeffler and Perdue, have no chance, all sorts of massaged, blue check, deplatforming, cancel culture from Silicon Valley, and then voting discrepancies. And to overcome that, we're going to really need an effort led by Trump and a unity. And that's where our focus, I think, very quickly is going to have to turn.
My guest, Dr. Victor Davis Hanson. Dr. Hanson, yesterday, right? I've been saying President Trump and his team of attorneys and everything you talked about, Powell, is true. She has a very reputable reputation. She has a lot on the line and made some big accusations. And I was thinking the president and his team have kind of been quiet because, man, they are planning. They're going to come out, like you said, they're going to show some slides. They're going to show some, you know, where's the knife? Where's the blood sample? That's what I was waiting to see yesterday. But Giuliani looks sweatier than Nixon ever looked. He looked deranged. I was so let down by that yesterday.
I was too. I mean, it's like saying that, you know, you come home and your pickup's missing and the guy had been driving along the road and buying your house, and then the next thing you say is that guy stole it without evidence. Well, it may well have happened, but our system doesn't work that way. So if you're going to say that the greatest theft in the history of American electioneering happened and the biggest scandal in American political history occurred, then you've got to come out immediately and show that's what you do after the evidence. Is not, you don't say that before the evidence is adduced. And Sidney Powell was asked to go on Tucker. I know that for a fact. And she refused to go on. To explain, he was willing to give her an entire hour last night. And I followed her on Lou Dobbs, and he got kind of angry at me yesterday. But I voice the same concerns you do and a lot of your listeners do, and I listened to her, and I didn't find her convincing. I wanted to find her convincing, because I know there was something. I don't think that the election went the way it should have. I don't mean that by the result, but the irregularities and the constitutional questions, which are legitimately probed, and we still have, you know, 2.5, 3 weeks, 3.5, December 14th, I think, before the electors are picked. So I say, you know, let the courts decide and adduce evidence. But this is of a different magnitude, and I think it's really going to hurt us in Georgia if we're not careful, because we're the underdogs, Trevor. We don't have the money. We don't have Silicon Valley. We don't have the media. We don't have the pollsters. All we have is the people and our honesty and our goodwill, and that's what we have to protect.
Now, you've talked a lot about this. I've seen you on TV talk about it, and we've talked about it in the past, and that's why you're putting so much emphasis on Georgia now with this Senate runoff coming up in January. That would then mean, if everything continued as it looks now, you would have the White House Democrat, you would have the Congress, the House, the Senate then if it went. So that great reset, I know we don't have enough time. It'd take hours to really break it down, but Dr. Hansen, can you put it in a simple way people can understand what they mean by this great reset they're talking about?
Well, what they're saying is that the number of justices is not in the Constitution, but you get rid of the filibuster, and they can on a majority vote. Then they can vote tomorrow, the day after they do that, to have 15 judges, for example. Then they have the Supreme Court. Then they can interpret the Constitution as something fluid and useful for them. And that reset then would be the way we vote in California will be determined by the Congress. And the way we buy a gun, or we don't buy a gun, I don't think we'll be buying very many firearms under these. And don't think you're going to appeal to a liberal 15-person Supreme Court to uphold the Second Amendment. And where I am right now, where I am employed on campus, I'm attacked every single day by the Stanford Daily, by Stanford administrators, by Stanford faculty. You have no right to free speech. You are conservative. You don't represent the community. You are dangerous. And imagine if there were no recourse to that, and that would happen. And I think we could go on and on, but if you have 53 states, 54 states, if you have 15 people in the Supreme Court, if you have no electoral college, if the filibuster is over with, you just get 51 senators or 51 people with the vice president voting, you can do whatever you want on any given day. You know what they want to do. They want to make an equality of results society where all of us are going to be equal in their eyes on the back end, and they're going to use government to ensure that we're, by definition, equal by salary, by job, by everything, except they won't be equal. Gavin Newsom will still be going to the French Laundry. His kids will still be in schools when our kids aren't. And Nancy Pelosi will still be getting our hair done while she shuts down, while they shut down businesses of hairdressers. And that's how it always works in these authoritarian societies.
It does. And we need no further examples than a San Diego Superior Court judge issued a stay against the orders from Gavin Newsom. Strip clubs will be open, but church is closed. And that's a sign of the times right there, if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of these are ideological. They feel that they're pushing toward a secular, agnostic, international and globalist society, which is pretty clear what they want. And it's going to be a bicoastal America dictating to the red interior. And so we're going to be told in Fresno County that the model that you're going to emulate is what you see on Market Street or San Francisco. And a lot of people say, you know, I don't want to do that.
Well,
that's where we're headed.
Driving into work, Sean 41 right there looked exactly like the horror stories I saw 3 or 4 years ago starting in San Francisco. It's here now. My city I live in has never been messier than it is right now. It's such a shame, really is. Well, we don't know the future, Dr. Hansen, but we know who holds the future. That's what's keeping me grounded. Thank you for your insight and wisdom. And if people like to read you online, boy, you're everywhere. But your website, sir?
Victor Hansen, HANSON.com.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and we'll talk on the other side.
Okay, thank you.
Well, if you're fed up with strip clubs being open and churches closed and businesses being closed, A rally noon outside the Fresno County Health Department, Fresno and Fulton Street. When does this happen? Tomorrow, 12 noon. Less than 24 hours away. Get ready.
The Trevor Carey Show. Power Talk 96.7, AM 1400, and the iHeartRadio app. Trevor Carey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Thank you to Dr. Victor Davis Hanson. Looking forward to it 4:30. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims, herself, her sheriff department, many Valley sheriffs, many across the state, even down in L.A. County, say they will not enforce the CC, the double C, the California curfew.
From 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., all non-essential activity outside of your house is banned. That order was issued just a few days after news broke about Governor Newsom's dinner with a fairly large group of people, which some people thought was rather hypocritical given the advice he has given regarding the coronavirus. All of this happening as coronavirus cases spike all across the country, and that's leading the CDC to recommend people to not travel this Thanksgiving holiday.
So let me see. I guess I would be violating my mailboxes. It's not at my house. It's, you know, the boxes that we now have, the lock boxes and the centralized places. It's a hop, skip, and a jump. I walk to it. I guess if I did that at 10:15, I'm outside my house. You can't be outside your house. There's a rally at noon outside the Fresno County Health Department tomorrow, Fresno and Fulton Street. Come down and let your body be shown. We need a display of numbers. We really need to get, I want to have Miguel Arias and his clique texting each other pictures and going, wow, look at this. Look how many are down there. Please, let's just, let's get it going and let's show them that, as Lewis Everett said, that we are being obliterated here. You know, it's not, well, we had to lay off a few. Well, we had to switch over to this. Well, I mean, being blown up. Like nothing left. Fresno Mayor-elect Jerry Dyer was stating that 30-40% of restaurants are looking like they'll just be closed forever. Now, he's not the mayor yet, but as soon as he is the mayor, you know, he'll have to start filling the questions of, well, what are we going to do about this? Mayor Brand right now is telling everybody to voluntarily comply. So I will just stay with the politicians that are in office currently. I'm not going to say President-elect Biden yet until it's officially done. We'll talk more about that coming up here in a little bit. But Dr. Victor Davis Hanson also reiterating, feeling the same way a lot of people felt, how I felt yesterday. I told you after that press conference, it was unnerving. It didn't provide. It didn't deliver. Giuliani, man, I mean, they're... Saturday Night Live is going to have fun with him Saturday night. That's too easy. He literally looked like a character. The sweat, and he just, anyhow, that's just not what I had in mind was going to happen. But, hey, it ain't over till it's over, and it's not over. Not at all. What is over? Looking like Sunday Night Football and ESPN's Monday Night Football. I'll say getting a little bit close to maybe over at some point here. Sunday Night Football's game last weekend was down 31% over last year's Week 10 game. Ratings had dropped for all 11 NFL games on NBC this season. ESPN's Monday Night Football down 28% over last season. Fox had a winner, though. They had the most watched game since 2016 with the Buccaneers and Panthers. I'm assuming without following the season that Tom Brady will, he's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That would also increase that most watch viewership right there. So obviously, they got a big one right there. And the Carolina Panthers, you know, Charlotte is not a huge area, neither is Tampa Bay. So it wasn't like it was New York and LA. There, the Seahawks and Rams and Bengals and Steelers on Fox lost 20% and 13% respectively. And on CBS, the Bills and Cardinals, that was off 35%. And this is after the election. So they can't, you know, sometimes the you would hear some of the sports writers trying to stand up for the league going, well, everybody's just paying attention to elections right now. That's why they're not watching football, right? No. That's not how it's really turning out at all. You go woke, you go broke. It's weird, too, because everything is weird, and now I don't have sports in my life. And I used to talk, you listen to this show, I talk about sports a lot. Who do you believe? Maybe Governor Newsom is so depressed Kamala might be president before he gets his shot that he decided, what, he's just going to try and commit suicide by going out without a mask on and being around people? Either he doesn't believe what he says, or he just really wants to harm himself. How about some hypocrisy served up nice and hot? To only a few people, though.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.